Audio 62. Part 2.
Jim, I'd like to raise an issue. I imagine it's something all of us are worried about. I understand the reasons for upgrading the system, that's clear, but I'm slightly concerned about the timing and its effect on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Will we have enough time to prepare properly, and will there be an increase in workload? I wonder if you have any information about this.
Well, I understand your concerns, but I think we need to look at the positive side. We've been given a deadline of the 30th of September, which is still more than 3 months away. As I understand it, the switch over to the new system will be coordinated centrally, and you'll be briefed about it well in advance, so it shouldn't have an impact on the way you work. As long as your team have had the training in time, I don't think you need to worry.
Well, that's something I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
You said you wanted us to work together, and I like the idea of regular meetings and sharing ideas, but I'm not very happy about having to schedule and coordinate the training for my team. I don't really feel I have the expertise to do this. Can you give us an assurance that we'll get the appropriate level of support?
Of course. That's a valid point, but again, I really don't see this as a problem. My understanding is that you will receive all the instructions and materials you need to help you implement this.
Yeah, well, I guess that should be okay. But I also have some concerns about the impact on customers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do we ensure that we continue to provide a proper service? What assurances can you give us that it will work?
That's a good point. And can we address the issue of costs and budgeting? I think the basic idea is good, but I have some reservations about the cost implications. I mean, whose money are we talking about here? Are there any guarantees that we won't be asked to contribute to this out of our operational budgets?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, of course. The core investment comes from central funding, obviously. It's been suggested that the regional centers should contribute a certain amount of the training costs, on the basis that this will be recouped in increased business later on.
What?
Yes. I've been told that the costs need to be shared around. Apparently, the intention is to make everyone's lives easier and better, including yours. Anyway, the decision has already been made. I know it's not great, but come on. Let's give this a chance to work.